2. Jesus the Bridegroom. Who was Jesus of Nazareth? Why did he live? And why did he die? Over the centuries, there have been dozens, if not hundreds, of different answers to these questions. Some say Jesus was a great teacher, a Jewish rabbi who lived to tell others about the love of God, and who died because some people didn't like what he was teaching. Others say that Jesus was a great prophet who lived to proclaim the coming of the kingdom of God, and who died because some people didn't understand that his kingdom was not of this world. Others say that Jesus was the Messiah who had come to fulfill the prophecies of the anointed king of Israel, and who was killed because the Romans saw him as a threat to their empire. Still others profess that Jesus was the divine Son of God, who became man so that he might offer himself as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. All of these answers can be found in the pages of the New Testament, but there is one other answer to the question of Jesus' identity that was given long ago by one of Jesus' most prominent Jewish contemporaries, John the Baptist. On one occasion, when asked what he thought about Jesus' growing popularity, John replies by saying, "I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom." John chapter 3, verses 28 through 29. What is the meaning of this mysterious response? How can John refer to Jesus as the bridegroom when Jesus was an unmarried man? What meaning would John's words have had in a first century Jewish context? The answer, I suggest, can be found by taking what we learned in the last chapter about God the bridegroom and Israel the bride, and using it to see the words and deeds of Jesus through ancient Jewish eyes. When we do this, all of a sudden we begin to realize that some of Jesus' actions are meant to signal that he is not only the Jewish Messiah, he is the divine bridegroom come in person to fulfill the prophecies of a new marriage covenant. In this regard, two episodes in the life of Jesus stand out in particular: the miracle of the wedding at Cana at the beginning of his public ministry, and the Last Supper with the 12 disciples at the end. When Jesus' words and deeds at each of these key moments are interpreted in their Jewish context, we begin to realize that these events are more than just a startling miracle or a farewell meal. Rather, they are like bookends, showing that Jesus has come to bring the miraculous wine of the wedding banquet of God and his bride. The riddle of John the Baptist. In order to see this, we need to go back to John the Baptist's riddle-like identification of Jesus as the bridegroom and look at it a bit more carefully. In the early days of Jesus' ministry, when he was just beginning to gather his own band of followers, John chapter 1, verses 29 through 51, John's disciples approached their master to ask him what he thought about this Jesus and the fact that he and his followers were also baptizing people and becoming so popular. John chapter 3, verse 26. In response to his disciples' question, John the Baptist answers in this way: "You yourselves bear me witness that I said, 'I am not the Messiah, but I am the one who has been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom..."